I'm calling the special call meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, November 23rd, 2020, 6:30 p.m. to order. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present. First item on the agenda is opening prayer, followed by the pledge of allegiance. Mr. Mooney, if you'll lead us in opening prayer, please.
Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you've blessed us with, and thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather together as a council to discuss the business of our town. Thank you for the technology that allows us to do it from the comfort and safety of our own home. I ask that you just lead and guide our discussion, that things that we do be pleasing and honorable unto you. And I ask that you just be with us and all of our families as we begin our Thanksgiving holiday. And I ask that you just keep us all safe, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Okay, Mr. Williams, if you will do the pledge for us, since we cannot all do it at one time, I would appreciate it.
I will. I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, first item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. Ask that when you speak up that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression? Hearing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It's been amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? All right. Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I hear a lot of ayes there. Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item on that agenda is reports. Town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Hope everybody's having a good day. We'll start off.
It's good now.
Yeah, and it can be better, and we're working on it. I got a couple things. From leftover from last month too is the CIA, which I submit the letter to the bank, and as far as I know, they're okay with their bank access now. I've not heard nothing back from them. The bathrooms, I've searched several different places, and honestly, me and Jeff's talking about it, we believe we can change out the bowl part of it to the automatic flusher, and we don't have to change out the commode part itself, and I think that's going to save us quite a bit of money.
Right.
Still, compare money wise, I checked with Ferguson's down there in Kingsport or Bristol, whichever one it was. I got a quote back from them, and their price right on the mark, a couple dollars here or there different from Lowe's. The biggest thing that we're trying to find out for sure if that automatic flusher can be interchanged with that bowl in the back of it. So,
hey, Jimmy, the toilet that we're going to change out, is that the one that has the little lever on the back of them? Or is it the one that's got the tank on the back?
It's got the tank with the lever on them. But the one we're transferring to
is just... goes out.
I'm sorry?
I don't think you can change those out.
Okay.
I don't either.
I know if you look at them through the pictures, it looks similar. But if we have any that just has the flusher handle on it and don't have the tank, that's an easy fix. We can just transfer the handle out. But I don't remember if we have any of those particularly.
No.
I don't think so. But you don't think the commode part won't be the same?
I don't think so, because those, the less handleless ones are go into those high pressure toilets, the ones that you see in commercial establishments. And I don't think I've ever seen one that does not, you know, for the tank type commode.
Okay. All right, well, that's something I'm still working on then. The tree planters. The other one, I got a couple quotes back, and the way things are right now, we're going to pay as much, if not a little bit more, just in shipping of what the three planters will cost. Down at Evergreens in, it wasn't Kingsport, but it's in, where's your sister work at? Churchill. Over in Churchill.
Yes.
And I wasn't going over there this past weekend, but I got busy and I didn't get a chance to go over there. But I contacted them and they said they've got huge planters. But when I asked for prices, they're like, you know, $18, $20-some. I'm like, well, that's not what I'm looking for. I want something to be able to plant a tree. And they don't recommend doing the dogwood. They told me a couple of different trees they recommend, but I'm just going to have to get over there and just find out and see what planters they do have. I have found some planters online that does not or ships for free. And the one I found that's within the price of the other ones is $760. And it's kind of like a rectangle type one, but it's 28 by 28 by 21 inches high.
I think Bristol, Tennessee has some of those planters on 6th Street in Bristol, Tennessee.
On the sidewalks?
The weather information, yeah. Want some information?
Yeah.
Tennessee, on 6th Street, they have some of those tree planters.
Right. I'd call them and find out where they got them from.
Oh, no, they have them on 6th Street. They just put them in.
Okay. Even the company that's in Roanoke was up right at $2,000 just in shipping because of the weight of those.
Let me run an idea by you guys about that, and I just thought about this actually today on my way to Norton. There is a new place forming in business right past Norton McClure. I'm not sure if they're open yet or not, but it looks like they do landscaping and that type of thing. And on their sign outside, it says that they have a stump grinder. And, you know, it may be that it's just cheaper to go in and just grind those stumps and then planting back into the existing, you know, location as opposed to, you know, going out and spending a couple of $1,000 on a planter.
We can get Jeff to go out there and talk to him and see if that might be possible. The only thing I worry about is the ones that's underneath that brick. Sidewalk part over there, the farmer's market.
I mean, we could, Ollie's at Wise has some pretty good sized planters, pretty big, and we just need something to fill the hole. They don't have to be huge planters, but I mean, they're pretty big sized planters up there.
We just need to get one that'll be large enough to be able to put a root system for a tree in it.
We'd have to put flowers in it.
Y'all told me trees. Flowers be easy.
Flowers is real easy.
Yeah.
That would be the thing, because I figure that a flower planter box would look just as good, if not better, than putting trees that we have to worry about busting the, getting too big, and all that same problem we have.
Well, that leaves that mural open too, you know, you see it better.
Right. Yeah, I'm for looking at the planters and not go with the tree as I would be as putting in some flowers. Or even Canadian pines.
I know Devontae was interested in trees, and I'm not against that. But what I'm thinking about is if you put trees back in that ground, like Jeff talked about grinding the stumps, and that would be a cheaper remedy. But I think the long-range effect of that would be we'd be back to where we were of trying to keep that of the bricks are going where we don't want them. And I know they say that there's trees that have particular roots, and I know that's a fact, but I know that Charlie McConnell had made a statement here a couple of weeks ago. He had come into town right after we had the trees down, and he said, "I was pleasantly surprised to be able to see my work because the trees were removed."
Sure, tell him come back at night time.
Yeah, really.
It's awesome.
Because it's beautiful at night.
It is. And like I said, I'm not against Devontae's idea at all. I'm not, I know we're just talking, but that's kind of how I feel about it. And but I'm open for whatever y'all want to come up with.
I mean, obviously not be able to find something that you don't have to worry about the weight of like a tree with the root system in it. I mean, it's a lot easier to find something with flowers, obviously. Or that with a small top brush or decorative, you know, type flowers.
I've just got a feeling those planters, if you buy a planter big enough to put a tree in, and you're talking about having a forklift or something to move that planter with, because I'd say humanly, you know, as far as moving it with a person or two people, it's probably going to be too heavy.
No, we're talking about 200-some pounds, 300 pounds.
200 to 300 pounds just for the planter.
And then add dirt to it.
Yep.
Right.
And then I think we ought to look at some landscape for plants, flowers, small shrubs. Cut the expense way down. How many do we have to put over those holes?
We only got three that we need to put, or three over?
From the farmer's market, then one on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they ain't worried about the sidewalk.
No.
So just two along the farmer's market.
So that tree's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm for, like I said, Ollie's has some really nice ones, because I've looked at them for myself. They have some that's like 4 foot tall. They're about 4 foot tall and about 2 foot across. And then they have the round ones that are about 2 foot across, and they're about 21 inches tall. And we just need it to cover that hole so people don't fall in it. That's my thought.
Okay.
I just don't want it to look tacky.
No.
And I agree with that too, Dave.
Red, green, and yellow. Now, I don't want it to look tacky. I want it to look nice.
You know, but Charlie has done such an awesome job on that mural. And it does. It is a nice-looking mural. I think it adds a lot to the town. My take on it is not covering it up, but, you know, like I said, I'm open.
I don't think we need to touch the mural up at all. I mean, you know, we're on that mural trail website. And, I mean, you know, and I mean, it is an asset to take. It really is.
But we look at some big flower pots, big, not tree big, but big enough to cover the hole.
I can do that. We'll shift gears and go the other way.
They look nice.
I mean, we're off a while from planting plants, right? So
yeah.
We've got a while to look at.
Mr. Scott Brooks is online.
Yeah, how are you, Scott? Sorry, I'm late.
You're just in time.
All right.
All Okay, if everybody's okay with that, I'll go that route and I'll start looking at the other.
What, Jeff, what large flower pots that would hold flowers like you plant in the spring?
Do what now?
Large flower pots, and instead of going with a tree-sized flower pot, go with a pot that will hold nice flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can find them a whole lot cheaper than the price tag that we're looking at.
Well, I know CIA has been used in those angel wing begonias for the last couple of 3 years, and those things, particularly the red ones. The pink ones did not do that well this past year, but the red ones were just humongous. And those things are extremely reasonable.
Yeah, I think we can
make a
really...
It doesn't take a lot of...
I think we can make pretty flower arrangements instead of trees.
Okay.
That way we can size down and not go that huge, just big enough. That's my thought. My battery died?
No, we hear you.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Now, I'm very comfortable with that, guys.
Let's look at that, Jimmy, and see what you find.
Okay. I will do that, and I've got it written down, so.
I don't know if this is time for this, but I got a call today from the people down at our racetrack.
Yeah, let's just put that, have Jimmy put that on our agenda for next month.
A gentleman that's operating the racetrack for this upcoming year, wanting to have a meeting with us, it's an informative meeting to tell us what he's got in mind this year, some activities and things, and I wrote his number down and stuff here, and I cannot find it. That's why I got quiet. I was looking for where I wrote it down, and I couldn't find it. But we need to. I think the guy's name is Tim O'Quinn, and he is the manager down there at that racetrack, and he wants to have a meeting with us at our next council meeting, if possible.
Jimmy,
I'll touch bases with them, and we'll get him on the next agenda.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Put them on.
That's all I
okay.
In the meantime, I'll find the number and give you all the information I got. But.
Okay, that's good. So you want to go ahead and go forward then with the flower arrangements instead of trees?
Yep, to look at some planters of that size.
Okay. All right, I'll have that ready for you next council meeting.
I don't know how big the root place is down there, how big that hole is, but something bigger than the hole.
Understand. All righty. We'll move to the next one. I think that's all that I remember or wrote down from last meeting. Also, I'm sure y'all probably know, the governor has came out with a half a day for Wednesday as a holiday.
What's the holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? So you get half a day Wednesday and all day Thursday.
Thursday and Friday.
So all of our people will be... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think that's fine, guys.
Okay. Well, my suggestion was for Town Hall, just because of the everything that's going on right now, we're going to be here. Okay. Public Works. Jeff's working with them. They're looking at trying to take the half a day off and work the morning hours. And of course, depends on call outs and all that mess. And I talked to Captain Gardner down at the police department and Scott briefly, and they're going to work accordingly as well. So, and the water plant's going to just maintain what they're doing. Okay. Also, the SCC has put out a order, which Commonwealth of Virginia has backed it up, as well as the Department of Housing and Community Development, requiring, as of the date of this letter, which is November 19, 2020, that we are no longer to cut off utilities for non-payment.
Did you apply for that?
I've been trying to, and what I'm trying to figure out right now is how much that is, just to separate from the overall amount from people that was affected by COVID. And also reading this, they require that we maintain documents to show that the people that were refunding or paying arrearage to, that they show it was actually COVID-19 related, due to the reason they couldn't pay the utilities.
Oh.
And Mr. Hatfield is at home. He's quarantined right now. So, and also with the letter, it states that we have to partnership with a county or a city, and that's where the funds will go to after we complete the application that's online right now.
You're talking about two different things there, Timmy, aren't you?
Nope.
Are both of those in that same letter where you, the refund portion of that?
It is.
Okay. I've read too many documents recently.
There's so many. There's actually the did you get the one with the housing, DHCD letter?
I'm not sure. When was that one?
They dated the 19th. It was the one that they say at the bottom that they'll be following up with another memorandum.
I'm not sure that I got that
one. Okay.
Okay, so let me make sure that everyone's on board with what you're talking about, and make sure that I am too. Okay, there's a two-part deal on this thing. One part deal, but the deal is that we cannot cut off, those folks that are affected by COVID-19, the utilities. The second part of that is that there is a fund out there, and I don't remember how many millions of dollars. Was it $100 or $110 million, Jimmy?
I'm looking right now.
And what that is that the municipalities can apply to, I think it's the housing authority, whoever the letter came from, and we can be reimbursed the arrears that we already have suffered from, non-payment of utility fees.
Yeah, it goes back to March the 1st through October the 31st.
Yes.
And they've got it split.
That's the one you've got to work through the county. You've got to partner either with the county or city.
Right. Yep.
So we're not doing any cutoff?
No. Trying to find the spot here real quick that talks about the it has to be COVID related to get them. Says, please note the U.S. Treasury guidance requires a tenant assertion by utilities customers of the COVID-19 endemic hardship, which means utilities will need to collect and save these customers' assertions before given eligible arrearages. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go from March the 1st through October the 30th or 31st and submit that online application. Then I believe this other stuff can just be followed up while they're going through our application for it. Does that make sense?
Yep. On the cutoff, does it just mean everybody, or does it, was the way I was hearing that too, is that they might have to prove the reason they couldn't pay their bill is they had COVID?
Well, according to this, it talks about, says this memo informs you that provisions within the Appropriation Act makes municipality systems customers eligible for relief due to ongoing matters related to COVID-19 pandemic. A municipality utility is a utility provided electric, gas, water, wastewater service that is owned or operated by a city, county, town, or authority, or other political subdivisions of the Commonwealth. And also, on Monday at 1 o'clock, we're having a meeting online, a Zoom meeting, with the other county or the other town managers, the county administrator, PSA, to sit down and kind of pick this thing apart a little bit to figure out what we're going to do here in the future with concerning this, I guess.
When is that meeting?
So it's the first Monday at 1 o'clock. So everybody in the county wide will be producing and operating on the same thing. Instead of
right.
So somebody's doing something different than what Wise or whatever's doing.
Right.
And if any of y'all want to attend that, I will be happy to send you the information.
Jamie, did I send you or forward the email that I got from Jack Kennedy, I think, on November the 9th, dealing with the allocation? This thing says $60 million in CARES Act funding for municipal utility relief. Did I send you that?
You did.
Okay. I think this has got a link to go to the site for more information on it.
It does, and it brings y'all back to this right here, what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
So that's where I got the letter from the Department of Housing and Community Development. And also it leads you to that website to file the online application. Also, I've been in touch with the Virginia, the VRA, as far as where we are and where we're sitting right now, and also with the obligation that the Wise County is going to offer for us to continue with the projects. The lady I've been talking to, Ms. Pearson, she is out of the office right now, so her boss is taking phone calls, and I've got with Karen, the county attorney, and she, I asked her if would she want me to follow up with Mr. Crumlish, or does she want to? But I've not got a reply back from her yet. Because when I talked to Karen the other day, she's talking about that they was going to do an MOU, but then somewhere down the road they said that wouldn't work, that it needs some other verbiage, and she wasn't sure what that was. So that's the reason I was calling Ms. Pearson to get type of verbiage that they require within the contract. So I'm just waiting for Karen to let me know what her next step is she wants to
do. That's the banner section?
Right. That's all I can think of at the moment.
Did you have a meeting November 19th over the picnic area?
Oh, we did. We did. Yep, thank you. Jeff's a lot more excited about it than I think anybody else was. brought back a lot of memories from his childhood. I think it's what they requiring, Jeff, you can probably explain a lot better than I can, but there's a lot of hoops and stuff you have to go through to be able to do what we're wanting to do up there with for a campground site, but it's not impossible, and they just need to find, I guess, the right verbiage on how to write the contracts up from the forestry, because right now as it stands, if we put anything up or even the picnic area, if we rent those out to anybody, then the money goes to the forestry department.
Kind of where we are on this is that this is kind of something that I don't believe they've really done before, the Forestry Service, and the way it sets up is that currently they're looking for an example to give to where we can go in and do what we want to do. And if we told them, you know, we're not going to go in there and spend, you know, some money on that facility, and then, you know, they get the revenue from it. And it's going to have to take place, as they said, in kind of phases. A, we've got to get through the obstacle, first of all, of being able to go in and actually taking over the facility and being able to generate revenue from it, as well as the reservation systems for it. That's the first thing we've got to overcome. And then we go into being able to utilize, you know, the picnic area for possibly, you know, camping sites, either primitive or, you know, trailer pickups. And then the third phase of this thing is kind of to add on to it the additional surrounding land that's not part of this project. So it's going to be a long, drawn-out process, but I think, you know, the people that we met with out there, Jimmy, did you feel like they were very much in tune with this?
I feel they are. They're just worried about what folks above them is going to allow us to do right now. That's the reason, because they said, they made a comment, that they got to be someplace else within the forestry system that someone else has done this, and that's what he's going to look at, trying to find pre-existing stuff that they've already gone through.
I would like to take it on for the town, but I don't want to fix it and give the revenue to somebody else.
Well, we brought that up too. That's the reason they're going to look at other places that had to go through what we're asking to do right now.
So when are you meeting with them again?
She's going to let me know. We're having another meeting for the forestry, I forget what it stands for, but next week I believe it is, so we'll talk more then.
All right.
Okay, any additional questions for Mr. Williams?
I'm looking.
I think your battery's dying.
Well, we decided about the footbridge on Lincoln Street.
We're going to secure it for now. Keep pedestrians off of it.
Did we cover that fire hydrant up there at the Catholic Church?
Jeff, we cover that fire hydrant.
Where? Oh, okay. No, not yet. I get that first thing tomorrow.
He's going to do it first thing tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Hey, anyone else have questions? Okay, we'll move right along then. Next item on the agenda is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Right. Good evening, everybody. What I got on tap for tonight, we went and did a water tap on Rusty Road. We repaired...
Can you get a little bit closer to the telephone? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I can hear you.
Okay. We got it 100 feet away, I mean... All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We went and did a water tap on Rusty Road. We repaired the lights over on the council chambers over at the depot. Got them working.
I'm with them.
It was in the wiring. We repaired the leak out in Bondtown near Little League Road. We repaired a 2-inch water line this morning out on the 4-lane. And we did 150 work orders. And that's all I got for tonight.
Okay, questions, Mr. Livingston?
And one more, we started putting the Christmas decorations up. We almost got the stage. We almost got the stage ready to run up and go. Y'all just let me know when y'all want me to turn the lights and stuff on. We still got the town downtown to do. We still got the antique lights. We still got a few odds and ends we got to take care of. Because it ain't everybody been so busy, it's not nothing but about three of us, four of us just putting Dick Christmas decorations up right now.
Jeff, you may have touched base on it, and I might have just missed it. There was a leak when we had our last meeting underneath the depot. Did you find that?
Now, we searched and searched about that right there, but they said it was just the moisture up under them brick. That's why it looked wet.
Okay.
But it showed no leak. We looked all over the place and never could find anything leaking.
It kind of looked like condensation on top of the bricks. There was no running water, just sitting there glycerin.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Because the day we was over today and it was just dry as it can be. I mean, yeah.
There's no lines under there.
No.
Also, this is probably going to be our last year with the current Christmas tree. There's nothing working on it, so they had to string up extra lights onto the tree. So, for next year, we're going to have to find a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's pretty well in bad shape.
After Christmas. We should look after Christmas for one.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Great. All right.
We'll do that on the 26th.
Well, y'all get out there on the 26th and go find us the tree.
All right.
Which, honestly, the other decorations is going to be need replaced, too. The stars, the wreaths. Because right now, they're trying to tie them together, and tying them is breaking them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm. spending a lot of money on bulbs and all that other stuff like that too.
Which ones are those?
The wreaths that goes on each light pole.
I know people that want those wreaths with the lanterns in them.
Well, they got to do some welding on some of them because some of them is broke.
Yeah. Oh, I know somebody that would love to have one. And they can have it fixed.
Oh, yeah, okay. When we get ready to replace them, y'all think about replacing them. I got a couple we let you have.
For a small fee.
All right.
Yep.
We'd probably pay for it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
But that's all I have.
Questions for Mr. Livingston?
Yep, I'm done.
Anyone else? Okay. Hey, next item on the agenda is Lane Group. Do we have anything for Mr. Mullen?
I talked to him earlier today. He said he didn't have anything else to pass on that he hasn't already said last month.
Any questions, anyone?
Hey, whatever happened, this is for Jimmy. Whatever happened to that $80,000 study that Chris was talking about? Something that was going on.
That study is what VRA is requiring / suggesting that we do within the next 3 years.
Oh, okay.
It's not something that we have to do. It's not required to do. It's something that VRA is suggesting. And I feel that if we continue doing as good as we are and even getting better with our audits, maybe in 3 years or 2 years, maybe they'll rescind that request and we won't have to pay for it anyway.
I'm not paying for it. I will not pay for that. I will not agree to pay for that.
I know, but if that's stipulation from the bank and we get no more loans, I don't know. That's why I'm hoping the next 2 years it might show a lot more light. And we won't have to worry about it.
Well, I agree with you, Jimmy. If we keep up our audits like we're doing, I think that'll go a long way for us.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Because I, too, don't want to spend that $80,000 for a study that we don't need. So.
I didn't ask to be sold to PSA.
We're not. Not yet.
No.
I think we made it very clear in the meeting we had with the county that, that's not something that I believe anyone on council would be willing to vote for us to consolidate.
Huh. I'm consolidating. I'm not paying for a study I didn't ask for either.
That's been talked for years that the PSA would eventually take over all water and sewer in the county.
That's been a pipe dream of theirs for a long time, Carlos.
Yes, it
originated with Atlanta West Coast.
I'll
say something. There's probably some municipalities in this county that PSA would not want because of the liability burden on them, but I can guarantee you that they would love to have coaches.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I believe that.
We're straight line to C&W.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you have a lot of droughts, that mine water up there would sure come in handy.
You got that right.
You got that right.
That's why they take it.
If the highway department doesn't drill another steel pipe through.
Guardrail.
Yeah, really.
That repair that Jeff was talking about up on 58, there were 2 meters crushed, 2 meter boxes, a setter. That was turned opposite, two setters, it was turned opposite direction. And that was a 4-inch line?
2-inch.
2-inch line. Mm-hmm. And that was a 2-inch line, so we had to probably, I'm going to have to buy 2 more 1-inch
water meters
and also the boxes too to replace what we just did in the setters. But this person is going to be charged for all this. So.
That'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, any additional questions? All right, let's
Let's move right along. Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due of $11,457.21. A copy of the interim accounts payable, which were $24,262.70. November 9th regular meeting minutes will be distributed along with the December 14th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, November the 20th was $146,267.91. We had $33,319.23 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due of $11,457.21, leaving a balance of $101,491.47. Since I've done those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's was $6,433.57. Today's deposit was $25,035.26 for a combined total cash availability of $132,960.30. You also have copies of the total cash availability report for the month of November current and a copy of the cash comparison report.
I enjoy seeing that comparison report, especially for this particular month. If you look back, what it was.
Last year, 53.
Yeah, but even more so in 2015, negative 13,000.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But. Well, let me ask, I'm here. The license fee for the railroad, is that where we're getting ready to do something, or is that we pay, what is that?
The railroad crossings.
Easements, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, it's
the
railroad crossings.
Six, seven of them.
Are all those in town? Would they all be the town's obligation?
Two, three, five, six, seven of them.
What are they?
What are those?
It's easements, I think, so too.
They are.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen those before.
I marked them, highlighted them. I'd never seen it, but that's easy.
Is that a yearly thing?
No, it's just a one-time thing, I believe.
We pay a yearly fee to have easement across the railroad track.
That. Where did we get these easements at that we need to take?
Trying to count them all up. How many we got in town? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. I can pull them out and check them again, but I'm drawing a blank on the other two.
That's where we go underneath the railroad tracks with our water sewer lines, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have to pay that every year?
It deals with that and also the...
Something.
It deals with the easement and also the access between the railroad tracks across those.
Where's this all at? That's my question.
He said he'd have to look them up.
Yeah.
You let us know.
I will.
I'll write that down. Forget.
Kathy, looking at this report, I just want to make sure I'm correct. We have received the police department's grant money.
Yes.
And that's being transferred in and out of the ready access, correct?
Yes.
So have those officers been told that they could now work their overtime?
I'll let Chief Brooks know, and I'm assuming he told everybody.
Okay.
Yep. Scott. Take care of it. Thank you.
Is that a big old yes, Scott?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, hey, Scott. The way Jimmy's got this, or Kathy's got it on up here, or written out or typed out, it shows you what you've got. I think that was something you was wanting some more information on. Is that right? You'd like to know what's available?
Yes. We have a pretty good idea what's available and all that. We just have to be able to, you know, maintain it and let the guys know that it's available to them. And, you know, it's going to be a big help, a big morale booster.
So this money now is available to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cash in hand.
That's a big deal, I think, guys.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Is that okay how I've got it on the report? Is that understandable, or do I need to do anything different?
I like the way that you have it, Skid.
I like it the way you got it, and I like it for Scott's benefit. And I appreciate that.
The one thing we might want to do, though, guys, is let's remember that part of this is going to go for those computer systems. So it may be that we need to, in order to track the amount available for overtime, you may need to, you know, do a division on what's computer and what's overtime, so we can track where we are and we don't get into the computer money with overtime, or vice versa.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that money for the computers will be, you know, it'll be spent fairly soon when they come in. You know, what we have left over will be overtime, so once that money's going out of the account, it'll be gone before the overtime money is.
Okay. Any additional questions?
Yes, I do. On the next page over, we may have already talked about this, but it's F&R Electric. Sewer department, pump repair.
That's where we had the pumps. That's where we had the pumps up at the two pumps that went down.
Yeah.
Up in Quarter Town.
Yeah. Once we had
rebuilt. We had them redone or rebuilt.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a different company right there that we went through because that was a lot cheaper than Boggs. Now, if Boggs would have did that, you're probably looking at $8,000 to $9,000 or $10,000 at the most.
Yeah, well, Boggs told us they couldn't get them repaired. They're telling us we need to purchase new. But these folks out of Lebanon, is it?
Tazewell.
They did an outstanding job on those pumps.
That's good. another question. This Southwest Tool Rental, the steel saw for the water department,
that's a saw that's used to be able to cut through the water lines.
Okay.
It's like a chainsaw. You cut straight through one shot and that's it, instead of having to dig out around it and maneuver around circle or saw, and it's going to save a lot of time, manpower, and a safety issue as well.
So we purchased this?
We did.
Really?
We learned our lesson on that one over where the VDOT misplaced the guardrail.
Put a hole,
Yes.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So we're not going to live through that again.
Okay.
Any additional questions? All right, not hearing any, we'll move on. Next item on the agenda is the Police Department, Chief Brooks.
I don't have anything new to report. Everything's going good here, as far as
good,
other than good. Some personnel sickness. I think I sent everybody some emails, everybody but Carlos. I'm not sure if Carlos has an email set up yet or not, but sort of keep you all up to date on that. One of the guys is returning back to work. He's been on quarantine tonight.
Okay.
One guy's, like I said, he's, I got the email, he's in the hospital.
Right.
Okay. Any additional questions or comments? All right, let's move right along. Fire Department, Chief Hawkins is not with us, is he? Is there anyone else from the Fire Department?
There's no one else online.
Okay. Any comments about the Fire Department?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Adams, the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
All I've got for tonight is a reminder that we need to do FOIA training and our conflicts training in the near future. Obviously, it's not ideal to do it over phone, but we can, depending on where we are and how COVID is and everything else. But I do think it's very important that we get that done. There's no penalty for not doing it, but at the same time, I think it's important to be compliant. When I was looking at the calendar, I was thinking that maybe we should pencil that in for the January meeting, and that way we can just plan on doing it every 2 years as required by the code, and know that it's going to be, every January, every 2 years. And I think that'll be very good, very helpful, and get us compliant, and that's really all I've got for tonight.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Sturgill? All right, hearing none, we have no new business, no old business tonight, so good thing. Do we have any reason to go into closed session?
No.
Okay, not hearing any. Let's move right along. Last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No concerns.
Mr. Moon.
Just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and hope that everybody gets to enjoy time with the family.
Thank you. Mr. Steele.
Well, I thank everybody for the job they're doing, and I really see a lot of good things happening for us, and I'm thankful about these audits. That seemed like it's been a hurt for us over the last several years, and I'm really thankful and proud that we're up to snuff on that.
Thank you. Mr. Steele.
I thank everybody for the awesome job that they do every day in the public, behind the scenes, wherever they're at, that they're working forward for the town. And I want to thank the police department and town hall and my other fellow council for their support during the loss of my father. I really appreciate it. That's all.
Thank you. Between now and our next meeting, let's all be thinking about whether or not we're going to cancel the workshop meeting for December like we normally do. I think it kind of falls in between
Christmas and New Year's Eve, so we, you know, let's decide at the next meeting if we want to, you know, cancel that meeting as we usually do. Thank you for all departments for everything that you do. Program's looking great again, Mr. Livingston, as always. You guys do a great job of our little Hallmark town. It's a lot of people seem to be calling it during Christmas time, so tell all the guys thank you for all of your diligent work on that. Everyone have a happy, safe Thanksgiving. I'm hoping that next year we can have activities the way we've accustomed to having them, where we don't have to cancel everything, such as Christmas parades, PS River rallies, you name it, we've had to cancel. I'm hoping 2021 is going to be a much more joyful year for everyone. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? For all those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all.